Hello, I just want to share this wonderful new video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
Family of God, hallelujah. Children of the living God, hallelujah. Amen. May I ask you for one little favor before I start to preach tonight? You know, the Bible talks of scattered sheep. So all of you far at the back, move forward. Move forward. Move forward. Fill every seat in the front. And we are not staying long tonight. I have a parcel from heaven. I want to deliver it. That's my job. Amen. And I'd like to say this to you. If you are very close to Pastor Gene Thompson and Dr. James Thompson, the husband, the two senior pastors here, the woman among them, my wife calls her my twin sister. They weren't born the same day, and they weren't even born in the same continent, but they have blood covenant with them in the ministry. The reason Mrs. Idahosa calls her my covenant sister, that's the word. That's what he called her, my covenant sister. I'm glad I remember what she says. If she hears this tape, she's going to say, that's not what I said. You know, women, women can misrepresent you 200 times, but if you misrepresent them once, you're in trouble. I can say anything. I never make mistake with what my wife says. But she's going to say, that's why, when you're a preacher, you can't lie before your wife. You can preach anything, fire, hell, anything. Your wife will be looking at you. Because you get home and say, I wish you are what you are saying. That's why it's very important that you are whom you say you are. Because she owes you no allegiance to tell you that you are lying. So, but the reason is because she believed that among all the American women preachers she has seen, this woman and Mrs. Osborne practice righteousness. She believes that wholeheartedly. My wife is a very strong woman. And when she says, I love you, that's all. Because she has no reason to tell you I love you. She doesn't owe you anything. I can tell you I love you if I don't love you. But my wife will never say I love you if she doesn't. Mine is just easy going. I'm there. I'm for everybody. My wife is not for everybody. My wife just, hi, bye-bye, finish. I can spend 200 hours asking you your job, your family, even when I'm not at peace. But my wife have no time. She selects friends. In 124 countries we've been to, she has very few friends because she doesn't want to be betrayed. You can betray me 3 million times, I'm still me. But she doesn't have strength to be betrayed once. She believes that this journey is a sincere journey. So what she did tonight, she didn't do it because I have need. I want to clear that. If I have financial need, I will not come to Washington. God is my witness. If I was really in need of money, I would not buy ticket and come. I know how to get money without working for it. I'm so close to the revelation God has shown me in the Word. And if I need $50,000 this night, I will not go to Dallas. I will get it. I know how. I wouldn't steal. I wouldn't lie. I'll get it. Because you will reach a stage in your life, everything that concerns you will be God. And once it's God, you can never face defeat. And sometimes if that need is not met, that is delay. But delay will never turn to denial. Did you hear it? It's like a woman married 10 years, 14 years, 15 years, 20 years, no child. And the devil lied to her, you are barren. A day will come, a man who have the gift of release will just come and say, you are not barren. Be pregnant. And the next thing, she's pregnant. That means it was delayed till all you would have done carelessly have been finished with. Then when that baby comes, that's a princess. That's a prince. Can somebody say amen? Amen. I want to thank you ministers in music department. As we travel around, we acknowledge people in different phases of ministry and areas. And I find that those who take worship, praise, and choir ministry, or music ministry as a calling, they are there night and day, in season and out of season. Those who came to see, we come and go. Those who come to serve, we stay. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In your case, you have come to serve and not to come and see. And in serving God, you see His hand in action. I encourage you to be steadfast in the love of God. Be steadfast in the call of God. He who hath called you is faithful. Faithful is he that called you. He will do it. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Faithful is he. You say, I've been singing in this ministry 10 years now, 15 years, 7 years, 5 years. You are not wasting time. You are singing because God needs your voice. The people in the cemetery, grave, don't sing. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? I want to establish a foundation before I speak briefly tonight and go. Those of you who are committed, keep your commitment, because the God you are committed to is a rewarding God and very faithful. He is very, 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 very faithful. The next thing I like to say will be this. In every ministry, universally, I just give you two examples. Beverly Shea have been singing for Billy Graham now 51 years. And Cliff Barrows have been introducing Billy Graham 51 years. These two men have been asked severally, when are you starting your own? You've been introducing one man for 40 years, 45 years. When will you start your ministry? And I heard Cliff Barrow once say, I've never had an honor in my life than the one I have to introduce Dr. Graham. He said, why invent a new wheel if I can flow with the existing one? Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's a woman in Tulsa, Ruth Brooks. She's been secretary to Oral Roberts for 49 years. Secretary. When Oral Roberts said, good morning, write a letter to Professor Idahosa. In 5 minutes, that letter will be on his table. Everything Oral is thinking, just anything he's thinking to tell me, that woman will put it in writing and he will sign. Nothing to add. She lives inside him by the revelation of God. She's married, I think, with 3 children. And the first child is about 47 or 46. She's older than Richard Robert, who is now the president of the university. And if you offend anybody in that ministry, if you offend that woman, you are finished. Now, you can't tell me that you can be a man's secretary for 49 years without the man offending you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Did you hear what I'm saying? But you are so committed to God through that man that you have nowhere else to go. Not because you have no choice. I wish I can speak English. You are not looking for elsewhere. Because one way is right. Because one way is God. If you are a person committed to anything with divided mind, you never last. And when you think, maybe if I leave here to another ministry, to another job, to another place, is where my blessing is going to come, maybe. But for me who know God, the step of a righteous person is ordered by God. I have preached using two lives since yesterday. The first man I preached with was Moses. How many of you were here when I preached about Moses yesterday? What did Moses do? You were here? Moses had a rod. You think that rod was good? Do you have your own rod now? You think your rod is good? Now God said to Moses, stretch forth your hand. Is that hand good? Do you have a hand?
Yes.
Have you started to stretch it? Yes. Now, let me deal with Moses, for example. Immediately Moses' pregnancy took place, the king heard, and he said, this one I must kill. I'm dealing on divine intervention tonight. Your best way of living. Say that. Divine intervention. My best way of living. Good. Now, Moses is a baby. Just blood and water and perhaps with bones just forming in the belly. The king heard that the Jewish woman was pregnant. And he made a law. And say, all children from the age of 1 hour to 2 years, from now, from today, when they are born, they must be killed. Just because of Moses. Well, Moses have no power inside belly to say, I can't be born. I don't want to be killed. God allowed him to be forming and growing and growing and growing. When he was born, the Bible said, the midwives that were told, kill him, said, this is a proper child. Say that to yourself. I wish you knew what I said. Say it to yourself. I say, I wish you heard what I said. Thank you. Say it now. The king said, I've given you knife, kill. And the midwife said, we will use the knife to do good. We wouldn't kill with it. They told his mother to rush him out and run away. She ran and took this baby, bought a basket, put bed sheets inside, put baby's clothing, and wrapped this child, and went to the river. Life of Moses, the one I preached, the man with rod now. And threw him into the river. No guide, no guard. Guide and guard, you have it. Huh? There was nobody to guide him and no one to guard him. How will you say that to me? God, God. All right. All right. Let's put it in simple language. Nobody to follow him to say, flow this way. And nobody to protect him. One is guard, one is guide. All right? He had known. The mother threw him to destiny. And said, I've done my part. Your father made me pregnant. I've delivered you. Now they don't want to see you. Bye-bye. Think of what life is. That tribe began to flow in the river. And destiny had it that the king's daughter, who wants to kill Moses, suddenly got up and said, Mates, I want 7 of you. Follow me to the river. I want to go and have my bath. And the king's ushers cleared the whole road. No man should be on the street because the princess was going to have her bath. Everybody ran into the house. And she got to the river. Before she removed her clothes to start bathing, a man came in a basket. And raised his feet. And she said, What was that? They said, let's see. And the child flowed with no guide and guard and flowed to where she was. And she looked at the basket and said, I've gotten me a son. Was she pregnant?
No.
Did she get married?
No.
Does she have a husband?
No.
But did she say she has a child?
Yes.
She took this boy. That's the child the father is looking for. And brought the child to the house. And the father said, congratulations. Somebody give me a shout if you... I said, give me a shout of hallelujah. And the father said, this is so nice. I've got me a grandson. And he said, the daughter said, I need a woman who have breast, water, milk to feed. And the father said, employed. And she came out and said, where can we get a woman? And a little girl said, I know where you can find a woman. And he went and called Moses' mother. And the king employed her to feed her own son with her own breath. Then the woman said, I'm married and I have a husband. We need a good home. And the man said, go bring your husband. Moses, the sister, the mother, the father had presidential suite in the king's palace, paid for by the king, the work of God. Somebody say hallelujah. You're coming to harvest. Your life is in line with destiny. It's not because you couldn't find another church. Actually, there are too many churches. But you were looking for a place that your life can be molded. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Knesset called the home office for me yesterday when they closed morning service. And they said that the sanctuary was jammed. The choir, when they finished talking, I said, Debbie, do you know how many countries I have been this year, and you phone after every service in Benin, and they say the same thing. I have traveled more than many preachers put together. Many preachers put together as one. I've done more traveling than all of them combined, than many of them combined. But I leave home because the church is not my own. I don't protect the ministry. The reason is, it's God's ministry. And God made me general overseer and gave me grace not to look on what I have achieved. I have one of the best homes you can think of in this world, but I don't sleep it. Because when you come to where I am, life is no more your own. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now Moses stayed in the house he was wanted when he was in the belly. And the man who was looking for him didn't know for 40 years. He became the prince in the palace, gave him armies, gave him everything. And one day this boy got up and said, "That's enough. I have proved to you that your hunting me cannot hurt me." Oh, God. Did you hear that? The fact that the devil has been hunting for you for years doesn't mean he can hurt you. Don't forget to give me that, Debbie. You used to be my secretary. Now that's Moses. Everyone say, "That is Moses." Say that. That's Moses. Now say with me, "It's good for me." Everything God put in the Bible is for our own example. So that the day we believe what he did for one man, that can become our own tithe. Say amen.
Amen.
I preached yesterday about David. Where's the head of that? Where's that illustration? Is that in here? Well, let me have that one. Now, find out from Dr. Chin. Now, I said to you yesterday, please put your eyes on me. Don't look at them. I'm the one preaching. A man called Goliath was in town. That's not what we are looking for. Never mind. Okay. Thank you for that. That's head one. We are going to have head two. Thank you, brother. Good. Now, David was a shepherd boy. His father had more than 7 sons, according to the Bible. And whatever is in the Bible is correct. God said loud, "Go to Jesse's house and anoint a king." And this man, like many American prophets, went to Jesse's house. Immediately he saw a man, 7'2". He said, "That's he." "Oh yes, come on. Bow your head." And God said, "Please don't pour my oil away." He's not the one. Second one came, that's not the one. Third one came, that's not the one. Fifth, sixth, seventh. And every time he wants to anoint, he will hear the voice. "Don't. This is not." The man who was producing his sons got tired. And the man who was anointing got tired. Did you hear me? So the Samuel finally said, "Don't you have any other child?" He said, "The one left is inconsequential. He's a bush boy. He's staying with animals. He knows nothing about the house. He started following sheep from the age of 7. What do you need that for?" And Samuel said, "Go bring him." And they got to the forest. The other brothers, the town boys, the city men, they got to the forest and said, David! I say, "Yes." He gathered the sheep and came out and left his sheep with another friend of his. Carriage fell. And he came to town dirty, undressed, not neat, with little staff. and came out. And as soon as he came out, the Holy Spirit said, "That's he." Everybody say that. Say it again. God was not looking for a soldier. He was looking for a shepherd. All the other men have been trained. But God has groomed. From forest to coronation. From bush to throne. Destiny. Say it, everybody. Destiny. Try it again. Destiny. When he came, he knelt down. He was anointed king of Judah. He never applied. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? He didn't pray for it. He wasn't looking forward to becoming a king. His brothers didn't believe that he was a king. He wasn't looking forward to being a king. All his concern is, I watch over sheep. When they ask the other people, "What's your name?" He said, "General Jesse." "What's your name?" "Major General, Brigadier, Colonel, Captain." When David came, "Who are you?" "Shepherd." "Shepherd? Shepherd?" These men that have medals, colors, stars, they call them powers, the generals. God passed them by and sent for someone in the bush. There is something God has placed in your star and destiny that where you are cannot remove. It's so imbibed there, so put there by God, that no circumstance can take it away. Let me hear you shout, "Amen." Amen. My appeal to you all, as I appeal to myself, is please don't become so big to take care of yourself. I know you didn't hear that. Don't get so wise to be in charge of your life. Believe you are not making mistake to being here. Believe you are not in the wrong place. Believe you are in the right place. And if that is correct, if God put you here, you must not be one of the crowd. Because crowd come and go, disciples stay. I have had more opportunity than any preacher from Africa not to live in Africa. If I come here, I tell 3 lies, I get green card. If I tell 10 lies, I have citizenship. But that's not what I'm looking for. I can do it in Germany. I can do it in England. I'm so known that if I want it, I can get it. I can tell the senators that I know, the congressmen that I know, help me become an American so I don't go home again. Now, God told me before I was ever known, if you stay here, I kill you. Read fire in his bone. Read my life story. So if I was nothing, and he said, "If you stay here, I kill you," think of what he would do now that I'm something. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? destiny. Destiny. When David grew up, and God now told him, no giant from anywhere on earth, no giant, no force, no height, no width, no depth can kill you. David treated Goliath like rat. And a time will come, brother, when every circumstance before you will look to you like a little mosquito. Every circumstance. Every circumstance. Every situation. Time has come. Let me not say it will come because I want it to be positive. The time started since yesterday. That any program you have in life, one program, 2 million ideas. Are you hearing me? And one idea is enough to solve one problem. That's why you are built up. That's why you are encouraged to be in the Lord. For example, if Jesus came to the seaside and there was no ship, he doesn't turn back and say, I can't go further. What will he do? He will put his leg on top of the water and it will become concrete. You understand? By his right, by his left, by his front, by his back, there's still water. But where his feet is, there's a road. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? That is the life of Christianity. Christianity is discovery for recovery. Whatever you discover gives you a recovery. You find new ways every day. You find new you. You discover the new you every day. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Every day of your life, you find that no matter how huge that giant is, faith tells you, that's a balloon. Faith. Do you fear balloon? Do they know what's called balloon? Balloon. What's balloon? Inflated plastic, you put air. If this thing, I have known this pulpit now for more than a year. I've known this thing for more than a year. If suddenly it starts to rise and get so big. When they call me to preach, I say, come down, please. I want to use you. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's by faith. Because you know whom you are. If you don't know whom you are, when you see this thing suddenly start to climb, you flee. But if you know who you are, you say, when you finish, come back. Did anybody hear me? I said, did anybody hear me? All right. Now, hurry up. Now, the reason I'm saying all this is because of what you are going to hear tonight. Thank you, brother. It doesn't matter. No giant is too big for you to face. Marriage giant, business giant, family giant, financial giant. Just let them make mistake to come near you. When devil make mistake to come across you, that's the last time he will make mistake. Now, Where is my other sword? You know what I want you to do? I want you to take authority from me and cut off the head of this giant. Did you hear me? I pass my authority to you. In Jesus' name and in the name of what you know. Come on. Do it. Go. That's right. Everyone say hallelujah. Wait, bring the head. Show the people. Huh? He came so tall. But where is the head? In my hand. Did you hear me? Now, everybody turn this way. All of you turn this way. Say from now. Say it loud. From now. Every chain that come my way will lose his head. Never to go back the way they came. In the name of Jesus. I will carry his head to show the world no giant will slay me. Because he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. In Jesus' name. Believe it, I shout amen. Amen. And please, when you have Goliath's head in your hand, don't leave it in the bush. Take it home. Even when it stinks, show it as a testimony. Do you know that that is the last time any Goliath will ever test you? When they remember that you hold the head of the giant, they never come near you anymore. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Thank you as a family for being a part of this work. No matter how large a ministry is on earth, the people that make things happen there are very few. Can I repeat that? If a church have 10,000 people in membership, effective attendance, only about 40 people do the work. All the rest are members. They are there to mend and bar. But those who make things happen are called apostles and disciples. And that's what I want you to integrate yourself into. Don't be a member of Harvest. Be a disciple in Harvest. Are you hearing me? When members are offended, they leave. When members are angered, they go. When you do anything that they don't like, they leave. When you sing a song that looks against them, they go. But when you are an apostle, nothing hurts you. Nothing. Because the first thing you ask yourself is, if I was a pastor, can I hurt myself? The answer is no. Did you hear that? All right. Now, let's turn to the book of John, chapter 2. Say with me loud, divine intervention. The way of living. Try it one more time. Okay. This story, you must have heard it before you were a Christian. I'm taking 30 minutes from you, then we go. Is that all right? Thank you. Thank you. I need more than coming. I love my coming here, but I need more than coming. I'm a part of this place. John chapter 2. I told you yesterday, whatever is in the Bible that you make a story can never give you life. But whatever becomes a revelation can give you a new beginning. Did you hear that? All right. Verse 1, listen to this. John's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 1. The third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. Now listen to this. Marriage in Cana. Jesus' mother invited, and Jesus invited. All right? Invited before the marriage took place. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? What does that mean to you and I? Put Christ ahead of whatever you want to do. If Jesus is ahead of what your plans are, whatever comes behind, he will handle it. Let me repeat. You are just saying amen. You didn't hear me well. If you bring Christ ahead of time, whatever comes right or wrong behind, he that is ahead will handle it for you. Listen to why I said that. When they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. He's already dead. Verse 5, his mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Somebody say amen for that. Amen. Now listen to this verse 6, which have been neglected by many, many of us. Now, in the wedding, there were uninvited pots. Read me verse 6. Did you see? It was not only human being that came to the wedding. Whatever you have at home that you didn't destroy will be used for one day. Some of you, as soon as you buy a new dress, you tear the old one. No. A good man leaveth inheritance. Each of us should be able to say to our children, this was the gown of 1940. This is the gown of 1960. This is the gown of 1980. This is the gown of 1992. Your child will begin to compare. Oh, 1940, 1960, 1980, 1990. What a big difference. How will she know when she can see? Are you hearing? You know what we have in the world today? Mothers competing with their children. So you don't see mama dressing to show, this is how we used to dress. There was a wedding with Jesus, the disciples, the mother, governors, everybody, plus six pots. Thank God for six pots. Wash and clean, sitting down there and waiting for miracles. Now, I want to ask you a question. Is there any pot in your house? Is there anything, any vessel in your house? Do you have anything in your house at all? There's a miracle waiting for you. Don't commonize everything you have. God doesn't need a serious thing to do a serious thing. Common thing is enough for God to do the unusual. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now listen, verse 7. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bade. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doeth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Verse 11. This beginning, say that before yourself, of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Believe me from my mouth testimony to you, this week is a new beginning of miracle for your life. God, who created heaven and earth, started life again with miracle. God, the Bible says in chapter 1, by him all things were created, and without him is nothing made that is made, and by him all things consist. Just listen to how the Bible says in John chapter 2 verse 11, this beginning. God is about to give every one of you who believe a new miracle beginning. He will shed you. God will shed you from shame. The Lord will shed you from shame. The Lord will shed you from shame. The Lord will shed you from shame. From now, every shame will be behind you. No shame will confront you. Because of the power of God that worketh in you, the Lord shall cover you from shame. In the name of Jesus. Listen to this. Face where you are facing. Here is a man that has invited governors, judges. That wasn't a minor wedding. The wedding with President Clinton and all the Senate members, all the House of Representatives, all present. And the best place the devil thought he would strike was through drink. But Jesus was invited. While the man and the woman were saying, I will, Would thou have this woman as your wedded wife? What do you think he will say?
I will.
Would you marry this man? I will.
Yeah. Now they are saying, I will. And wine finished. You know what Jesus did? He said, I'm behind you.
Continue with your program. By the time you will know you have no wine, sweet wine has appeared. God will shield you from shame from today. He will protect you from sin shame. So when you turn your face, sweet wine has appeared. Your next question, the next question God is going to allow you to answer is why you brought sweet and not bitterness. The next question you will answer from today will be, why did you bring sweet and not bitterness? Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? The governor asked, why did you bring sweet wine now? When God take your ugliness away, your testimony is sweet. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? God is going to take every bitter thing away from your life and give you new sweet life. Your sweetness starts. God will give you new sweetness. While it's still bitter. How will I say this in America? And to everybody hearing this tale. While life is still bitter, God will not let you know. He will give you such a covering to concentrate on what you are doing. That by the time you are told there was no wine, wine has come sweet. Are you hearing what I'm calling divine intervention? This man and this woman were busy with their wedding. And the crowd were saying, no wine. The governor, no wine. Everybody, no wine. But Jesus didn't let the man's wedding know. Because if he knew, he would have been shamed. But Jesus was invited. I said Jesus was invited. Before you establish your business, before you talk of marriage, let Jesus be ahead. So when any bad thing happens behind, he will handle it for you. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Don't go to any effort. Make no effort. Go to no business. Go to no settlement. Go to no deposit of a house. What do you call it? Mortgage? Down payment. Don't put down payment on you. Put God's payment. If Jesus is ahead, he can handle what is behind. The man was not told they have no wine. He invited everyone. But Jesus didn't let them tell him there was no wine. Wedding day is not a disgraceful day. And if Jesus is ahead, he can handle what is behind.
When it becomes sweet, God will turn your eyes to answer a question. Why is it so sweet now? Stand up to your feet. I want you, minister, to help me carry this thing. I want to be the real me again. I want everybody to come here. Thank you. From the back, all move forward here. Thank you to hear what I'm saying. The man they told they have no wine was not drinking. Are you hearing me? The man they told we ran out of wine, he didn't come to drink. But he was there. There's a man bigger than you now in your home. When devil tried to tell you you can't make it, God is going to say, go ahead with what you are doing. I can handle this on your behalf. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? And the God we serve, the one I serve, my God. You know, Paul grew in faith until he said, my God shall supply your needs. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? And I'm going to believe God. That the one this man bow his knees to night and day, the God who hear me where there's nothing to do anything, and yet we are doing so much. I mean, we are doing so much in where there is nothing. Come to Benin City, come to Nigeria, and see what this man has done with money for the kingdom. I want to remind him tonight, there is no wine. I want him to give you grace to continue. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? So that there will be no shame in your calendar. There will be no disgrace. You will not be mocked. No matter what you have passed through, God will not give you a repeat of defeat. Did you hear what I'm saying? Please hear me. And the way I have found me, the way I have found is the way of letting God supply my wine while my back is turned to my problem. Do you know that every time you face your problem, it becomes a problem? And many times you are frightened? Many times you almost give up? Many times you cry as if you have nobody to help you? Try what I want to ask you to try tonight. Bring Jesus ahead. If anything tried to threaten you, just sit down for 1 minute and say, God, be ahead of this situation. And money is one of your most frightening things. It ought not to be, because life is more than raiment. But because our hearts
are so fearful because of our sight. That's why I cease to see with my eyes now. I try to see with my mind. Because everything you see with your eyes is ugly. But you can take the same mind. You don't need to practice witchcraft. You don't need to practice magic. You don't need to practice spiritism. You don't need to practice it. But just take that same thing from here to there. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not care. Everything to God in prayer. I want you in favor of God to believe tonight. Everyone you need from now in total area of your total life, God will supply. Can I hear you say amen?
Amen.
Put your left hand on your chest and raise your right hand. Father, you sent me back home here again to remind them the things that are impossible with men is possible with God. For with God, all things are possible. Lord, I pray you be their source and resources. And I pray you be their shield and buckler. Be all in all in their lives as you take their griefs and give them joy. Help them not to honor money, but to take money as tools. Tools to serve you. Tools to work for you. Tools to go all the way without looking back. So when we run short of wine, you who is with us, you who is already seated, can turn water to wine. So that the next question we will answer will be, why didn't you give us the sweet first? And we thank you. We prefer to say to them, it is better to end sweet because God is here. Now raise your two hands and accept. It shall be sweet for you in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. From this day, your life shall be sweet in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and glorify him. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Can watch and listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the donate subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preacher's pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed You financially. Don't forget to order your book and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed, shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your world. I love you and God truly bless you.